This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is putting great emphasis on bringing a technology culture to agriculture. Addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme Agriculture and Rural Transformation through video conferencing yesterday, Mr. Modi said, the government is developing digital public infrastructure for agriculture through AgriStack. The PM also noted that 10 crore farmers have received over 4 lakh crore rupees as PM Kisan Samman Nidhi and nearly 2 lakh crore rupees in insurance claims have been settled under PM Fasal Bima Yojana.
MSP mein huye reform se ab kisano ko 1.5 guna tak return mil raha hai. Institutional credit coverage 75% se adhik ho chuka hai. PM Fasal Bima Yojana ke tahat lagbhag 2 lakh crore rupiye ke claim settle kiye gaye hain. Aise anek prayason se kisano ka risk bahut kam hua hai aur unhe ek basic economic security mili hai.
Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth over 3,770 crore rupees in Odisha yesterday. These include development initiatives of the National Dairy Development Board, the Odisha State Cooperative Milk Producers Federation, as well as various projects of the state government. Mr. Shah also inaugurated Sulfuric Acid Plant 3 at Paradip Unit of Indian Farmers Fertilizer Cooperative Limited. Referring to internal security, Mr. Shah said the center has intensified efforts to eliminate left-wing extremism and expressed confidence that the country will be free from Naxalism by the end of this month. He added that the government is working to accelerate development in regions that were affected by Naxalism and to ensure that tribal communities benefit from development initiatives. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met leaders of various countries on the sidelines of Raisina Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi. Dr. Jaishankar held bilateral talks with his counterparts from Sri Lanka, Bhutan, Mauritius, Kenya, Malta, Seychelles and Rwanda yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar informed that during his meeting with Foreign Minister of Sri Lanka, Vijita Herath, the two leaders held a warm discussion on their bilateral ties and regional situation. He asserted that Vision Mahasagar and Neighbourhood First continue to guide their endeavours. Indian Railways has undertaken electrification of its network in mission mode over the last decade, significantly reducing its dependence on imported diesel. As a result, 99.4% of the broad-gauge railway network has now been electrified, marking one of the largest infrastructure transitions in the world. India has allowed the urgent docking of an Iranian ship at Kochi in Kerala and provided accommodation to its 183 crew members. Sources in the government said, days after the Iris Dana incident south of Sri Lanka, India was approached by Iran to take in the Iranian ship Iris Lavan, which was also in the region for the International Fleet Review. Iris Lavan docked at Kochi on 4th March and its crew of 183 are currently accommodated at naval facilities in Kochi. The Iranian naval vessel Iris Dana was sunk by a U.S. strike near the coast of Sri Lanka. The conflict in West Asia entered its 8th day today. U.S. President Donald Trump ruled out any deal with Iran, calling for its unconditional surrender. On social media, Trump said the U.S. and its allies will work to help rebuild Iran economically once it agrees to capitulate. Talking to reporters, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt stated that the U.S. is progressing toward controlling Iranian airspace and expects objectives to be achieved within 4 to 6 weeks. She also mentioned Washington is considering potential candidates to lead Iran. On the Iranian side, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has said that some countries have begun mediation efforts to resolve the ongoing conflict with the United States and Israel. In a social media post, he said, Iran is committed to lasting peace in the region, yet they have no hesitation in defending nations' dignity and sovereignty. In badminton, Lakshya Sen has stormed into the men's singles semi-finals of the prestigious All England Open Championships in Birmingham. Lakshya defeated China's Li Shifeng 21-13, 21-16 in the quarterfinal last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.